Commentator John Pomfret has just returned to the U.S. after 6 years of covering Beijing for the Washington Post. He says China's growing economic power is good for the rest of the world, including the U.S.
I've just exchanged the putrid smog of the world's biggest construction site, Beijing, for the less putrid smog of the world's biggest playpen, L.A. As I re-engage in American life, battling for a place for my 2-year-old in a preschool, buying a car, renting a home, people ask me where I'm from. I say, most recently, China. And more often than not, they scrunch up their faces and sigh. China's gonna eat my lunch, a new friend of mine says. China scares me. His concern is that China's juggernaut of an economy is going to bury the United States, and with it, his job. Turn over a toy at Walmart and it says Made in China. Flip over a microwave, CD player, or PDA, and they're probably made in China too. These days, America seems to have discovered a new type of yellow peril, China as a global economic power. Chinese businessmen and government officials seem to be everywhere these days. They are in talks to buy one of Canada's biggest oil companies. They have recently promised billions in investment and trade in Latin America. They also outlined a vision for a free trade zone in East Asia, with China at its core. How did these developments play in the United States? China is challenging America in its own backyard, the paper said. China wants to draw a line down the Pacific to keep America out. I find this newborn fear of China curious. When I left the United States in 1998, the prevailing wisdom was that China should reach out and join the rest of the world. Now that China is doing just that, we have somehow transformed it into a threat. I don't think China's forays into Latin America or Southeast Asia come at the expense of U.S. interests or influence at all. They actually make Asia, and ultimately the world, a safer place. The reason is simple. They lock China into a web of relations that makes it difficult for Beijing to revert to its days as the sullen, paranoid bad boy of Asia, with a tendency to hawk its missiles and nuclear technologies to places like Pakistan and Iran. China now realizes that it benefits from globalization, free trade, and investment. It is becoming a power that is interested in maintaining the status quo, not in upsetting the apple cart of the world's economic and social systems. It merely is another example of how quickly China has embraced the benefits of globalization, something the United States has been urging Beijing to do for years. China isn't going to eat your lunch, I said to my L.A. friend. It just wants to cook it.
John Pomfret is a visiting fellow at the Pacific Council in Los Angeles.